The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on WCHL.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes here. And Greg, we're a day away from the South Region in Memphis. You're there with Carolina, Butler, Kentucky, and UCLA. The South Region is certainly stacked.
That it is, Tommy. This is the only region left in the NCAA tournament with all top four seeds remaining. North Carolina, of course, starts off with Butler, who is an aggressive, physical team, very consistent. They have a Tyler Lewis at point guard, who a lot of people listening will remember from his days at NC State. And, of course, on the other side of the bracket with Kentucky and UCLA, two brand name programs, two programs that like to get up and down the court. So if North Carolina can handle Butler, they would have their hands full in a high-tempo game on Sunday. But getting to Sunday is going to be a difficult challenge with the Bulldogs on tap.
Greg, speaking of that Friday night matchup, while at North Carolina, Roy Williams 0-2 versus those Butler Bulldogs.
Not only that, is you got guys like Isaiah Hicks, Justin Jackson, Kennedy Meeks, who have played some of those games. And so that's going to be something that they're going to have to deal with. And if you go back to the game in the Bahamas a few years ago, Butler dominated the offensive glass. And that's not something you normally hear with North Carolina. So the Tar Heels are going to have to be more physical than they've been in some games this year. They know that. They have that experience. And even though that game was 3 years ago down in the Bahamas, they still remember it, and they were talking about it earlier this week.
Carolina and Butler on Friday night. Greg, we look forward to your coverage.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on WCHL. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.